welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 1, the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, and verse number 12. Brother Zacharias is there. He's a priest. He's after the order of Abiah. He's of the descendants of Aaron. He is a Levite, of course. His wife is of a daughter of Aaron also. Okay, so that specialness of being there of Aaron. It's just according to what the Lord has ordered. There's a thing that's special there. These two parents, or parents-to-be, kind of let the give you the spoiler alert there. They're of the priests, and there's going to be one that's going to be sent of that lineage. And the angel of the Lord has appeared unto Zechariah, as it was according to his lot, to burn incense in the temple. The people are out praying and waiting for that to be accomplished. An angel appears unto our brother. Our brother sees him, and he's afraid. Of course, when the glory of heaven comes down, all through the scriptures, men fear, men and women fear. It's the way it is across the board. The angel says, "Fear not, Zechariah. I've got a message from God unto you." In verse number 12, when Zacharias saw him, that is the angel, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." And so we have a message. Our brother has been praying. Our brother and his wife, Zacharias and Elizabeth, have been praying. Have they yet been praying? I don't know, but years ago when they were young, certainly they prayed. They prayed for children. They prayed for children. Our Lord did not give them children. They are now well stricken in years. It tells us in verse number 7, they had no child. Elizabeth was barren. That's the way they put it. They were up in years. Had they quit praying? I don't know, but there was a time at least that they did pray when they were younger for a child, and the angel says, "Thy prayer is heard." Oh, may we be in prayer unto our Lord for the need and for the desire that we have, that's according to the goodness of our wonderful Lord and Savior, our great God and King and Creator. May we be in prayer for Him, to Him, for the things that we need, the things that we desire. Of the blessings of life, what blessing of life that we have that's greater than there are great blessings that are there, but having children to a couple married in holy matrimony before the Lord, being obedient to the Lord and seeking that of the Lord in the family and in marriage and the blessedness of that. What greater thing is there? They would desire children. Of course they would. And they would pray unto the Lord for a child. And the child never came. And no doubt there were times of discouragement, times of sorrow. Sister Elizabeth would see others that were having children and their families growing and the blessedness of that. And she had none. She had no child. And it had to be tough when Brother Zacharias had to go to Jerusalem and to do that service, and they'd be separated from that time. Or maybe she went with him because there was no child at home to take care of. And now they're up in years. And our brother has this angel of the Lord appears unto him, said, "Zacharias, your prayer's been heard. You're going to have a son, and his name is going to be, you will call his name John." Verse number 14, "And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth." This is going to be a notable fella, a notable character, and not a character in the bad sense. Oh, the blessing of the Lord is at hand. Another prophet from God. There's going to be rejoicing that the Lord is going to speak to his people through this man, that he will make great indeed. There's going to be joy. There's going to be gladness. You're going to rejoice, Zacharias. You're going to rejoice at the calling of the Lord upon him. You're going to rejoice to have him in your old age and the blessing and the power of God that's going to be upon you and your wife, and you're going to rejoice, Zacharias, at the God, at the Lord's calling of him. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. There'll be others. There'll be others that will know. They'll know that this is the time that God has promised that he's going to send his man, his prophet, before the Redeemer, before the Messiah. Verse number 15, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. That's off limits for him, Zacharias. He'll not be a drinker of wine or any strong drink. He is reserved unto the Lord for a calling. He is reserved unto the Lord in this holiness. Listen to what it says here. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, for he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. You know what that's saying? That's saying that the God is going to save John even while his mother is carrying him. That's impossible. You got to hear the gospel. You know what? The general rule is that sinners do need to hear the gospel. That's what the Lord says. In the day of the Lord's ministry, he said unto all that they need to repent and believe the gospel. We know it's by the power of God and the preaching of the gospel that sinners are saved. That faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But this man, the Lord's going to make a difference in, because God can do whatever he wants. This man is going to be a special man unto the Lord, the forerunner of his son. And you know what? He's going to save him. He's going to fill him with the Holy Spirit of God before he's even born. He said, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Our Lord is sanctifying this child, this soul, this man, for this work and purpose. Zechariah, and many, verse number 16, of the children of Israel, shall he turn to the Lord their God. He's going to take him, Zechariah, and by the message that he's going to have, he's going to turn them to the Lord. He's going to turn them from Judaism, and he's going to turn them to the Lord. He's going to turn them from religion, and he's going to turn them to the Lord Jesus. He's going to turn them from their wicked way and their way of just being eaten up and pursuing this world and this life and the things of this life alone. He's going to take them, and he's going to turn them to all things that are important, the things that are eternally important. He's going to turn them unto the Lord their God. Verse 17, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias or Elijah. And he shall go before him. Who's the him? The him is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, the Son of God that's going to be conceived in Mary here in a few months. He's going to run before him. He's going to come before him. He's going to go before him. He's going to go before him in the spirit and the power of Brother Elijah, that great prophet of the Lord, a prophet that worked mighty miracles by the power and for the sake of the Lord, at the directive of the Lord in the days of Israel. He's going to be a man that's going to be filled with that power. He's going to be a man that's going to have a presence because of the power of God upon him. He's going to be a man that none will be able to stand against. Yet, you know what? It's going to be found in Brother John that the power is going to be in the Word and the Spirit of God that's upon him. John's not going to do any miracle. John is not going to be one that's going to do great miracles, even like the great miracles of Elijah. He's not going to be doing that, but he's going to preach. He's going to preach with power. He's going to be filled with the Spirit of God, and his preaching is going to direct the children of Israel, many of Israel, to the Savior that he is sent before. He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, to give consideration to the fathers that they really understand what's important. that there be a desire that the fathers not look down on their children, that they won't look to their children as being cattle, that they'll understand that there's a spiritual thing that's at hand, a necessity for salvation of the soul. He's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, to where the fathers begin to care about the children and love their children and have a desire for the truth of God to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the justified. All those that have been rebellious, those that have been sinning against God, those that are just living life for themselves, the preaching of John is going to turn those disobedient, turn those disobedient to the wisdom of the Lord, to the wisdom of the just one, to the wisdom of the justifier of men. He's going to turn by his preaching and the filling of God upon him, he's going to turn the hearts of people by the power and the word of God. What's this? To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. There's going to be a people. There's going to be those that are going to hear the preaching of John, and they're going to see the big picture of God. They're going to see the need of their souls. They're going to see the truth of God and the salvation that's needed by everyone. They're going to see that through the preaching of God. And John is that forerunner that's going to prepare them and get them right. So then they'll be able to go, if you will, they'll be able to go to that next step when they hear directly from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. John is going to come to a time when he says, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." He'll say, "Fellows, you go after him. You follow him. Behold the Lamb of God. Here's the one that I've been preaching about. Here's the one that I've been telling about. Here is the one that has the answer for all things. Here is the one that baptizes by the Spirit of God and the salvation of souls. And here is the one that baptizes by fire, because he is the judge. And unbelievers and unrepentant, he will condemn to hell and a lake of fire forever and ever and ever. He is that baptizer of sinners in fire." And Zechariah said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? How will I know this? How will I know that this will be true?" There's doubt in the heart of mine and of Zacharias, and we see that here. We're going to see a contrast between him and Mary. It's one thing to have questions. It's another thing to doubt. He says, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife, well stricken in years." We can't have a child. How can this be? The angel, verse 19, answering, said unto him, "I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings." Said Zacharias, "I'm Gabriel. I've been sent by God Almighty. I stand in his presence, and what I have told you is true because it's from the Lord. And in your doubt, here's how you shall know." Verse 20, "And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." Here's how you'll know. From now on, son, you're not going to be able to talk. You're not going to be able to talk and converse. And you're going to be this way till the Lord does what he said. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.